Greetings，
新年好
，and Happy New Year。
我问大家，二零一七年是什么年呢
？What is this year？
鸡年是不是
？Roosters， right？
那我问大家，鸡是怎么喝水的
？How does the rooster drink water？
嗯哼，怎么喝水的？没有人知道啊。
Do you know how to drink water？
他每一次喝水以后呢，他要把他的头仰高的。
Every time he drinks the water, he has to lift up his head.
因为呢，他要用这个地心引力把这个水倒下去。
So he needs to use gravity to make the water go down.
所以非洲的人呢，他有一句话。
So in Africa, they have to say.
就是呢，这些鸡啊，每一次喝水以后。都会谢谢这个上天的。
So every time the rooster drink water, they always give thanks to heaven.
那如果基督会这样子做，我们基督徒都应该会这样子做。
Even the roosters can give thanks, so we as Christians should more be so.
所以我希望呢，二零一七年的时候呢，我们做一个感恩的一个基督徒。
So may we all be a thankful Christians during 2017.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你不单只创造了我们。
Not only you have created us.
你把主耶稣赐给我们做我们的救主。
You have given us Lord Jesus to be our Savior.
当我们今天去读你的话语的时候，让你打开我们的心。
As we read your words, please open our hearts.
让我们更明白主你的恩典。
So that we will love your grace.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
二十多年前呢，我认识一个朋友，他叫 Sam.
About 20 years ago, I have a friend named Sam.
他是从香港来的一个学生。
He is a student from Hong Kong.
来到美国一年以后呢，他就发现自己有末期的癌症。
And not even a year, he realized he has end-stage cancer.
只是当时他只有十八岁。
At that time, he's only 18 years old.
医生最后告诉他，你的病呢，我们没有办法医好了。
So the doctor told me we have no cure for you.
所以呢，就送他离开医院了。
So they let him to leave the hospital.
Sam 决定呢，他会回香港找医生。
So Sam decided to go back to Hong Kong to look for doctors.
那当时呢，我们是同一个团契，我们知道了可能这个是最后一个机会见到他的。
We were in the same fellowship at that time, so we realized this might be the last time we're going to see him.
所以呢，我们鼓起勇气呢，就跟他分享福音。
So we.Started sharing with him about the gospel.
那他听完以后呢，他就对我说
，After he heard it, he told me.
他说 ，Mike， 你不知道我是一个怎么样的一个人。
So Mike, you don't know what kind of person I am.
从前呢，有警察来我家来举报我，就是来举报我的。
So I even have the police in the past come to my house to arrest me.
所以他言下之意呢，就是呢，他觉得他是一个很坏的人呢，主耶稣不会赦免他的罪。
So he's mean. What he meant is he's such a bad person. He's not worthy of our Lord Jesus.
他认为他不配做一个基督徒。
He's not worthy to be a Christian.
可能你都会遇到这样子的例子。
Maybe you have run into such a person.
有些人他不信耶稣，不是因为他觉得耶稣不可信。
Some people who do not believe in Jesus, not because Jesus is believable.
也不是因为他怕跟随耶稣。
It's not because he's afraid of following Jesus.
他是觉得自己不够好。
But he thinks he's not good enough.
他觉得他不配做一个基督徒。
He thinks he is unworthy of being a Christian.
很多时候有些人他会想。等他改过自身以后呢，他才来做一个基督徒。
So he think maybe after he can repent and be a new person, then he can be a Christian.
今天我想从马太福音第九章里面去回答这个问题。
Today I want to answer this question from Matthew 9.
马太福音第九章一到八节里面呢，是 记载了耶稣的第六个的神迹，所以从第九章到第十章，耶稣做了十个神迹，那么呢，这个是第六个。
So in Matthew 9:1-8 is number six miracle that Jesus performed. Actually, Jesus performed 10 of them between 9 and 10.
如果你看第九章的第一到第二节的时候呢？
If you read the first and second verse of chapter 9.
圣经说耶稣上了船，渡过海，来到自己的城里，有一个人用褥子抬了一个探子到耶稣跟前来，耶稣见了他们的信心，就对探子说，小子放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought him a paralytic lying on the mat. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.
那你有没有想过，为什么耶稣要这样子对这个摊子说，小子放心吧？
Why do you think that Jesus told this paralytic and says, Son, take heart?
这个病人心里面怕什么呢？
What's the patient is afraid of in his heart?
他怕耶稣不会医治他吗？
Is he afraid Jesus will not heal him?
但是前面说我耶稣看见他们的身心，我是包括这个病人呢。
So, and in the previous passage, it says Jesus has forgiven them.
就是看见他们的信心。
Jesus knows their heart.
所以他是有信心耶稣可以医好他的。
So if you come to Jesus, then you can be forgiven.
第二个问题，你看这个故事的时候呢，就是耶稣见到他的时候，他为什么耶稣说呢？你的罪赦了。
Now the second is, when they came to see Jesus, why did Jesus say your sins are forgiven?
你知道他耶稣医治解脱多人里面，这里是唯一一次，耶稣对一个病人说，你的罪赦了。
In all the time when Jesus met with people, this is the only place he has said that your sins are forgiven.
我猜这个人呢，成为一个探子的原因，是因为他曾经犯了罪。
So I believe this person become a paralytic because his sins.
所以呢，他一直心里面很内疚。
So he must have felt guilty in his heart.
虽然他心里面知道耶稣有能力医好他
，Even though he knew Jesus has the ability to heal him，
但是呢，他怕耶稣看出他的罪来，也会惩罚他。
But he's afraid that Jesus may see his sin and punish him.
所以呢，当耶稣见到这个人的时候，其实他看见他有两个需要。
So when Jesus saw this person, he sees that he has two needs.
一个就是他的病
，One is his disease.
另外一个就是他的罪
，The second is his sin.
但是耶稣知道，医好他的罪，比起医好他的病更重要。
But Jesus knows to heal his sin is more important than to heal his disease.
所以耶稣就说，你的罪赦了。
That's why Jesus said your sins are forgiven.
其实呢，罪比起病带给我们更多的痛苦。
We know that sin brings us many, many trouble.
我最近在看一本书，讲到一些吸毒者的见证。
So I read a book which gave testimonies of drug users.
香港有一个地方呢，它是用福音去戒毒的。
This where they try to control their addiction by using gospel.
那么呢，这些人就把他们的见证写下来。
So they wrote down their testimonies.
其实呢，每一个吸毒的人呢，他们内心都很内疚的。
So actually, every addict that their hearts full of guilt.
但是呢，很多时候呢，他们为了满足他们的毒瘾的时候呢，他们就是什么事情都会做。
But sometimes because they need to satisfy their desire, they can do anything.
通常杀人。甚至坐在他家人身上也会发生。
So they may steal, they may kill, they may even rob their own family.
有其中有一个例子呢，这个人呢吸毒二三十年了。
There was a person who has been an addict for 20-some years.
他也去过不同的戒毒所了二三十次。
He has been to a place 20 or 30 times to try to control, get rid of his addiction.
但是呢，他父母呢还是呢没有放弃他。
But his parents never has given him up.
有一次呢，他父母都病了。
Once his parents were sick,
那么在病床里面醒过来，第一件事情他们就问他这个儿子在哪里。
When they awoke on the bed, the first thing they asked was, "Where is your son?"
所以呢，他这个这个吸毒者的哥哥呢，就劝这个人呢，他说：“你去看看你的爸爸妈妈呢。”
So the people telling this addict, you should go visit your parents.
但是他不肯。
But he doesn't want to.
直到有一天他爸爸病死了。
病死。Until one day his father died.
那么他的姐姐就劝他，你去他的丧礼啊。
So his sister told him to go to the funeral.
他也不愿意。
He wouldn't want to.
原因就是他内心里面充满内疚，他不愿意去面对他的罪。
Because he is full of guilt in his heart, he does not want to face his sins.
所以呢，他其实这些人呢，很多时候就是用吸毒的方法去麻醉自己。
So sometimes they numb themselves with drugs.
他们说，他们吸毒的人，他说见到一些人呢，一边吸毒呢，一边在哭的。
Sometimes they see people, it's while they are using the drugs, they're also crying at the same time.
那当耶稣见到这个探子的时候
，When Jesus saw this paralytic,
他没有指责他的罪
，He didn't rebuke him sins.
反而他说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
And yet he said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
我想这个探子听到这句话的时候呢，心里面很惊奇。
I think
the kind of leg
hurt this, he must be wondering. But he's very happy in his heart.
So finally, he can put aside the
package of his sin.
但是呢，当时有些文士在他耶稣旁边呢。
At that time, there were many teachers of law.Around Jesus.
第三节里面呢，就是说呢，可是我是批评耶稣啊，说呢，他说了这些前往的话。
So verse three, those teachers of the law, they criticized Jesus, say he blasphemed.
那马可福音呢，就解释他们是什么意思。
In Mark, it explained what they meant.
他们说呢，除了神以外的没有人。谁能赦罪呢？没有人有这个权利的。
他们说 ，They say that other than God, there's no one can forgive sins.
文士他明白，人犯了罪的时候呢，不单只得罪人，也得罪神。
We know that once we commit a sin, not only the sin against the people, we also sin against God.
所以现代的人他知道，我做这个事情没有。都是因为彼此伤害，没有伤害对方，所以应该可以啊。
But sometimes today is the reason I do these things, and I did not sin against God.
他意思就是我没有伤害第三者。
In other words, I have not hurt another third person.
但是他们忘了一个事情，他们其实是违背了神的律法。
But they forgot one thing, they have sinned against God's law.
所以呢，我们每一个人所做的事情，有一天都要对神负责。
So we have to pay account to our Lord in one day.
我们人呢，可以饶恕对方。
We can forgive others.
但是呢，只有神有这个赦罪的，就是这个 pardon 一个人的一个能力。
Only God has the ability to pardon sins.
所以呢， 文士先知批评耶稣呢，是有他的理由的。
So for those Pharisees, when they criticize Jesus, they have their reasons.
但是耶稣知道在文士你心里面想什么。
But Jesus knows what they're thinking in their mind.
所以在第五节呢，耶稣就说了：“话说你的罪赦了，话说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？”
So in verse 5, Jesus says, which is easier to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk?
你说两句话哪一句比较难呢？
What do you think which one is more difficult?
那对我们一般人来说，两句同样的一样难。
So for us, the both are the same.
都是一样困难的。
It's both same difficult.
但是如果你是一个骗子呢，这不一样了。
可是 for other people they may not be the same。
那如果你是骗子的时候呢，当然你讲你的罪赦了这句话是比较容易了。
假如你要 you want to deceive people, it's easier to say that your sins are forgiven。
因为你的罪有没有被赦免，没有人知道啊。
Because whether your sins are forgiven or not, people don't see it.
但是呢，你叫这个人起来行走，我马上就可以知道你这句话有没有骗人了。
So if you tell people to get up and walk, then you will know whether you are deceiving people or not.
那所以耶稣下一句话的时候呢，他就第六节里面，耶稣就说。但要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说，起来拿你的褥子回家去吧，那人就起来回家去了。
So in verse 6, but I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralytic, get up, take your mat and go home. Then the man got up and went home.
第八节是众人的反应呢。
So, verse 8 is the reaction of the people.
众人看见就惊奇，就为荣耀与神，因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
So they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to man.
众人明白耶稣那只是一个能够医好人的一个先知。
So they understand Jesus is not just a prophet who can heal diseases. He also has the authority to forgive sins.
正如在别的神迹里面呢，圣经简直解释。
And in some other scriptures, the Bible explains this.
约翰福音第九章里面呢，他说。我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听他。这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
So in John 9 it says, we know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
那如果你是为了你的过去自责的时候
，If you are blaming yourself for your past，
你觉得你不配做一个基督徒
，You don't think you're worthy to be a Christian。
那么让你再听一次耶稣所讲的话
，Then you should once again hear what Jesus have to say。
小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven。
你用你的信心把你的罪交托在主耶稣的身上。
You should put your sin upon our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣有赦罪的权能，他会赦免你。
Because Jesus has the authority to forgive sins and he will forgive.
因为我们的主能够担当我们的罪。
Because our Lord can take upon our sins.
所以我们的罪就可以被赦免了。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
马太讲完了第六个神迹以后
，After the sixth miracle，
他长了两个插冠
，And there were two inserts。
第一段呢，就是在九到十三节。
So the first insert from verse 9 to 13。
OK， 第九节。
Verse 9。
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟随我来。”他就起来跟随了耶稣。
As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
马太是一个税吏。
So Matthew is a tax collector.
税吏一般都是很有钱的。
The tax collector are pretty rich.
但是呢，也是犹太人看不起的人。
But those are despised by the Jews.
原因就是呢，税吏帮助罗马人收犹太人的税。
So because the tax collectors helped the Romans to collect the money from the Jews. So they were like a traitor.
还有呢，就是罗马呢，其实他不收税的时候呢，没有一个一定的税率的。
And the Romans does not have a certain regulations how to collect the tax.
他只是告诉你的税率，你这一年你要收多少的税。
So they just give you all the tax factor a quota, how much you have to do every year.
所以如果你是一个税吏，你多收了，剩下来的就是你的钱。
So if you collect more than the quota, the access will be yours.
所以税吏一定是有钱人。
So that's why the tax collectors are rich.
犹太人恨他们，因为他们都是一个贪官。
So they looked at by the Jews as greedy people.
马太不单只是一个税吏，他大概是一个特别的税吏。
Matthew should be a very special tax collector.
因为第九节讲到呢，他是坐在税关上。
Because it says that in verse 9, he was sitting at the booth.
所以呢，他所收的是关税。
So what he collecting is the custom tax, just like our custom today.
所以呢，他是坐在那里，其实他很可能就是坐在这些交通要道上面的税关上面收税了。
So he must be sitting at those important intersections of custom.
这一类的工作啊，是一块肥猪肉。
So this is a pretty good job. They can get a lot of money.
所以当耶稣说，对马太说，你来跟从我的时候
，When Jesus says, "Come, follow me," to Matthew,
马太马上跟随耶稣以后，他大概是没有可能回去再做这份工。
After Matthew immediately followed Jesus, he never went back to be a tax collector.
因为很多人等着要坐他的位，他没有可能再回去做了。
Because many people are waiting for his position, so there's no more chance for him to go back.
第十节里面呢，就耶稣呢就讲到呢，耶稣在物理坐席的时候呢，有好些税吏和罪人来与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。
So in verse 10, while Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and the sinners came and ate with him and his disciples.
这个很可能就是马太为他自己，就是设立一个大筵席的去欢送他离开他的工作了。
I think this is Matthew who gave himself a big banquet to leave his job.
那么呢，他就请了很多他的同事。
He has invited many of his colleagues.
十一节里面呢，讲到了一些法利赛人就批评耶稣了。
So in verse 11, the Pharisees started criticizing Jesus.
你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？
Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
罪人就是指这些不守律法的人。
So sinners are those who does not follow the law.
比方说他们会用来形容妓女啊。
They use this to describe the prostitutes.
对法利赛人来说，他不明白耶稣为什么会跟这些 社会上面只是渣仔去吃饭呢。
So he, the Pharisees cannot understand why would Jesus eat with those who are despised by the people in the society.
但是对耶稣来说，他是为了解释罪人才来这个世界的。
But for Jesus, he came for these sinners.
十二节里面呢，耶稣讲，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
So in verse 12, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
经常说，我喜爱人虚，不喜欢自私。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是叫罪人，真不是叫义人，乃是叫罪人。
So Jesus says, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
耶稣是罪人的医生。
So Jesus is the doctor for the sinners.
你有没有一个经验，就是人家看不起你？
Have you ever felt people despise you?
人人都怕你。
Everybody is afraid of you.
连那望你一眼的，他们也不愿意。
Many people doesn't even look at you once.
有一个基督徒人，他的见证就是这样子。
There was one person who gave such a testimony.
他我叫他李先生呢。
I called him Mr. Lee.
他的去福音戒毒了，其实不是因为他是一个基督徒。
The reason he went to try to use gospel cure his addiction, not because he's a Christian.
是因为他试过其他办法都没有解决，所以呢，他最后就去福音戒毒试试看。
Because he has tried everything but not successful, therefore he wants to try to use gospel.
So, he went to the hospital the day before, he went to the hospital.
So, the day before he went, he started using drugs, so he wanted to have enough.
He went to the hospital the day before, he went to the hospital.
So, when he went there, people took him to pray.
那么呢，他听到别人祷告的时候呢，他觉得很可笑。
When he hear other people to pray, he felt there was a kind of a laughing matter.
所以呢，他就人家祷告，他就睡觉。
So when people are praying, he was sleeping.
第二天的时候呢，他的毒瘾就发作了。
So there, on the second day, he started have a desire again.
那么呢，这些弟兄姊妹围着他，其实是弟兄围着他，就为他祷告。
So the brothers surrounded him and prayed for him.
但是他觉得一点作用都没有。
But he doesn't think that was helpful.
那么呢，好不容易呢，他熬过第一关。
So finally he was able to survive it.
那么呢，他就说我要马上离开这个福音戒毒。
He says, I have to leave this gospel cure first.
那么呢，他拿他的行李呢，走到就是门口要离开。
So he took his baggage and he wanted to leave.
那么呢，就有一个弟兄呢，就在门口跟他说，我可不可以念一句圣经给你听呢？
So a brother who came to him at the door said, may I read you a Bible verse?
那么呢，他说好啊。
He says, oh, good.
那么这个人呢，就念马太福音十六章二十六节。
So this person who read Matthew 16:26.
人若沾了全世界，赔偿自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
So what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
这个弟兄就向李先生讲。
So he told this Mr. Lee.
他说：“李先生，你知道吗？你的生命在神的眼里面比全世界更有价值。”
He says, Mr. Lee, do you know that your life in the mind of Jesus is much more valuable than the whole world.
这个李先生提到的时候，他就其实他就站在这边不能动了。 就没有动了 ，OK， 站在这边。
So he stood there, couldn't move.
他又想到了，从他小到现在，他从来没有听过简子的话。
And he realized ever since he was young, he has never heard this.
他是一个坏人。
He is a bad person.
很少人愿意拿正言教他一教。
Not many people would wish to teach him what was the truth.
没有，就是没有，不愿意去望他一眼的。他的意思就是。
They don't want to look at him.
但是呢，这节圣经呢，告诉他，他的生命比此世界一切更重要。
But this verse tells him his life is more valuable than the whole world.
所以呢，他听到这句话的时候，他就流眼泪。
So once he heard that, he started to cry.
因为他想到他过去十多年呢，在黑社会里面，他就是希望得到别人的尊敬跟重视。
Because he thought about for the past 10 some years, all he wanted is people's respect.
但是最后他得到什么呢？
But what did he eventually receive?
他说他什么也得不到。
He didn't receive anything.
但是他却赔上了他的生命。
But he gave his own death alive.
所以这个李先生呢就没有离开，反而呢跑回去这个福音戒毒中心。
So this Mr. Lee did not leave. He returned to the gospel cure.
那么呢，他就跪下来向神祷告。
And he kneeled down and prayed to God.
他说：“神啊，如果有你，求你救我，求你让我今天能平平安安的度过。
God, if you are there, would you save me so that I may pass this day peacefully?”
神的确听他祷告。
God did hear his.
从此以后，他就认识了主耶稣。
From that time, he began to know God.
他也认识到生命的价值。
He learned the value of life.
最后，他成功的戒毒。
They eventually successfully cured his addiction.
还在这个福音戒毒中心里面侍奉。
And he also started serving in the gospel for curing.
其实法利赛人见到这个税吏的时候，他所见到的就是一群罪人。
So when the Pharisees saw them, they see the bunch of sinners.
但是耶稣见到的是一群需要医生的病人。
But what Jesus saw was those patients who need a doctor.
十三节里面，耶稣所引用的就是何西亚书。
So in verse 13, Jesus quoted Hosea.
他说：“我喜爱邻居，不喜爱自视。”这句话的意思，你且去揣摩。
But go and learn what this means.I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
当时神呢在旧约里面责备以色列人。
At that time, God was rebuking the Israelites.
他讲到他们只有宗教的外表。
They say that they only have the outward religious behavior.
却忘了宗教的实质。
But they forgot the true essence of religion.
就是怜恤。
It is mercy.
因为这个就是敬拜神的根基。
So that's the base of our worshiping God.
为什么耶稣基督跟这些罪人吃饭？
Why does Jesus eat with those sinners?
耶稣说，这个就是我来这个世界的任务。
Jesus, this is the mission I came to this world.
我来不是叫义人，乃是叫罪人。
So I came not for the righteous.But for the sinners.
这句话提醒我们。
This reminds us.
如果你觉得自己罪大恶极的时候，
If you know the most evil part of you,
其实我恭喜你，因为耶稣说我就是为好像你这样子的人来的。
Then I congratulate you because Jesus said he came just for those kind of people.
但是如果你觉得其实我只是有一点点的缺点。
If you think I just have a little sin,
那么你要小心了。
Then you have to be careful.
因为耶稣说，他不是为了拣选的人来的。
Because Jesus says he did not come for those people.
所以呢，如果你觉得自己不配作为一个基督徒的时候，
If you think you are unworthy to be a Christian，
你要记得耶稣来是要来造罪人。
You remember Jesus came for the sinners。
最后一段呢是14-17节。
The last passage is from 13-17。
十四节里面呢，那时约翰的门徒来见耶稣说，我们和法利赛人常常进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？
So in verse 14, then John's disciples came and asked him, how is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?
法利赛人呢，他们有一个习惯，就是每一个礼拜的礼拜一、礼拜四，他们会进食。
So the Pharisees has a custom, they always fast on the first day and the Thursday of the week.
他们的目的就是认罪。
The purpose is to confess.
或者是表达他们的悲哀。
So that is a way to show their repentance.
还有就是他们等待他们的救主的来临的时候，他们会这样子做。
And also they fast to wait for the coming of the Messiah.
耶稣用了三个比喻去回答他们的疑问。
Jesus answered with three parables.
第一个在15节。
The first in verse 15.
15节里面，耶稣对他们说：“信拿和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，信拿要离开他们，那时候他们就要进食。”
So in verse 15, Jesus said.How come the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast.
那你留意我，绝对没有说我们不应该进食。
Jesus did not say we should not fast.
他只是比喻自己就好像新郎一样。
He take himself as the bridegroom.
他的意思就是他在的时候应该是一个欢乐的时候，不是一个哀恸的时候。
So he says, when he is with them, it's time for joy, not time to be sorrow.
耶稣讲这句话呢，是有一个很重要的背景的。
So Jesus said this was a very important background.
因为当时以色列人亡国以后，他就是等待他的救主弥赛亚的来临。
So after the exile of the Israelites, they're waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
他现在告诉他们，你的救主已经来临了，你好。
Jesus now telling them, your Savior Messiah is here.
你不需要再进食了。
You do not need to fast.
那如果你觉得你自己不配成为一个基督徒，
If you think you're not worthy to be a Christian,
你为你的罪去哀恸
，and you feel sorrow for your sin。
你等待你自己改过自身以后才去信耶稣。
You want to wait until you have repented, the change, then you believe in Jesus。
耶稣说你不需要这样子做。
Jesus said you do not need to do that。
你的救主已经来临了。
Your Savior is here。
我们的耶稣会用水跟道洗净他的教会。
So Jesus can cleanse his church with his water and truth.
不是用我们自己的方法把我们的罪洗去。
He does not cleanse our sins by our own method.
好像呢，哥林多后书里面说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
As if it says in the second Corinthians that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come.The old has gone, the new is here.
我们的主耶稣是一个破旧立新的主。
So our Lord Jesus is the one who destroyed the old and created the new.
在后面16节后面呢，他讲了两个比喻。
So after the 16, there are two parables.
这两个比喻其实都是同一个意思。
So they have the same meaning.
第二比喻就是16节里面呢讲到没有人把新的布补在旧衣服上，因为所补的补上的凡 带坏了哪一幅，破的就更大了。
So in verse 16, it says, No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment and make the tear worse.
主要因为新的布料它还会缩水的。
Because the new cloth will continue to shrink.
旧的就已经不会了。
But the old ones do not.
所以如果你买一个新的布补在一个旧的布上面，它缩水的时候，就把这个洞拉得更大了。
So if you put the new one onto the old one, it will tear even greater.
十七节里面是另外一个比喻。
So the 17 is another parable.
就是把新酒放在这个旧皮袋里面。
So put the new wine into old wine skin.
那新酒还是会继续的发酵。
So the new wine continue to ferment.
所以呢，它会，如果你放在一个旧的皮袋里面，旧的皮袋呢，实际上就没有弹性了嘛，所以它就会被裂开了。
So if you put the new wine into the old wine skin lacks flexibility, so they will break.
所以其实两个比喻都是讲同样的东西。
So the two parables says about the same thing.
耶稣就出现了，带给我们人一个新的开始。
So Jesus comes to give us a new life.
这个新的开始呢，就把我们很多人从前做事情的方法改变了。
So the new creation changed all the old ways of doing things.
比方说，犹太人从前敬拜神呢，是在圣殿里面。
For example, the Jews worship God in the temple.
但是耶稣来了以后，他说我们敬拜神是通过我们的心灵跟诚实。
So Jesus came, he says, we worship by our spirit and by truth.
旧约的人呢，他敬拜神的方法就是献祭。
So old testament worship by giving sacrifices.
但是我们今天再不用这个方法。
But today we don't use sacrifices.
我们通过耶稣去敬拜神。
We offer and we worship God through Jesus.
这个都是因为耶稣来了以后，他给我们的转变。
So this is the change comes after Jesus.
所以如果你把旧的方法放在这个新的开始里面呢，此时的就好像这个就是好像这个新的布会把旧的布拉的一个洞更大。
So if you put the using old method into the new, just like the new cloth will tear the old cloth.
所以就是提醒我们不可以这样子做。
So Jesus tells us we cannot do that.
我们的新约所教的东西呢，代替了旧约所教的。
What the teachings of the New Testament replaced the teachings of the Old Testament.
我们刚刚看的这段圣经。
But the passage we have just read,
鼓励我们每一个人
and encourage all of us,
不要因为你过去是一个很坏的人
not because you were a bad person,
你觉得你不配信耶稣
you do not think you're worthy of believing in Jesus.
耶稣能够赦免我们的罪
Jesus can forgive our sins.
马太亲眼看到耶稣赦免这个瘫子的罪
So Matthew personally observed Jesus cured this paralytic.
马太也经历耶稣给他的赦免。
Matthew believed Jesus forgiving of him.
他因为耶稣的赦免的时候，他有一个新的开始。
Because of Jesus' forgiveness, has a new beginning.
当这个新的开始来的时候，我们就不需要再悲哀了。
So when the new beginning comes, we no longer need to mourn.
因为这个新郎，这个救主已经来。
Because the bridegroom is here.
我是希望呢，我们新的一年的开始的时候，就经历神的恩典。
So I wish that at the beginning of a new year, we experience the grace of our Lord.
因为我们的神，我们的主耶稣来这个世界，就是要寻找这些罪人。
Because our Lord Jesus came to seek all the sinners.
我们做一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace.
虽然我们不配去接受，但是你却没有，就是拒绝我们。
even we are not worthy to receive, but yet you have never refused us.
愿意我们存一个感恩的心来到你的面前。
May we come to you with a repenting heart.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.